Good afternoon, Tracy Morgan in with you. Of course, it is your extended news at noon. And on with me, on the phone with me right now is Bob Dandoy, of course, city councilman. But we're talking to Bob today about the city farm market. And so, Bob, thank you very much for joining me for a few minutes. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for doing this. We're trying to get the word out in these times about what's going on with the market. We appreciate all the help that you're giving us. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you're the coordinator of this. You've been doing this for some time. And so how's this look different now because you've been doing this for some time?
Well, quite different. I've been doing it for several years now. I'm the market manager. The market activity on Saturday mornings is really under the auspices of Butler Downtown. When I was on the board there, when we decided to give the market more attention than what we had given in the past, than what had been given to it in the past, I said I would chair that committee, and it has metamorphosized into being the market manager now. It's very different now because I think the main thing that we're contending with, other than the typical things that every business, every resident of Butler, everyone in the world is contending with right now, we had started to build the market into not only a place where you could go and get fresh vegetables and, you know, get your ears of corn and tomatoes for your backyard barbecue, but also a place where neighbors could congregate, where people could enjoy themselves. We had tables set up so that people could eat food down there. We would always have a musician. We have a thing called market music, where we have live music down there. All these things, trying to get it to be as much a social activity as it is a place to buy food. That element will be gone for at least a little while, the social aspect of it. The vendors will be there. We have a lot of things in place that we can talk about as far as protecting and making sure the consumers are safe when they come there. But that idea of come on down and spend the morning, have a cup of coffee, visit with friends, no, get your stuff and get out of there. Really the way it looks now, rather than that social aspect that's part of all farm markets.
So one of the aspects of farm markets that I've enjoyed is that, you know, you go knock on the watermelons and, you know, you squeeze the fruit and, you know, you're doing all these things because you want to see if that's the fruit that you want to buy. What do you recommend now? Do we just pick what we want to pick and move, or how do we do this?
Yeah, that's really what you're going to have to do. First of all, let me say that in spite of the idea that we don't want, we can't have, under the Department of Agriculture guidelines for opening the market, people congregating. So, a bunch of people standing around a particular vendor. What we need for you to do is come up, make your selection, get it, go. But even saying that, our vendors are totally prepared, ready, anxious, enthusiastic about answering questions. What is that particular item that's down there? Because sometimes we get some unique things down there. How fresh is it, which, you know, in 99% of the cases, it was picked that morning or the day before, the night before. How do I prepare it? Do you have a recipe? Do you have a suggestion? They're always willing to take that time and answer the consumer's questions. So that will be part of this, too.
So let's talk about the protective equipment. Shall we wear our masks, I assume, but I'll let you speak to that.
Please, we were asking that people, first of all, the farm market building is a nice big open structure, so that's good. But as you approach the farm market, if you see that it is very busy at that point, just stand back a little bit. Wait till a few folks come out before you go in and begin to do your shopping. We do have things in place. We are asking, of course, everyone, please wear a mask. Our vendors will be wearing masks. There will be hand sanitizer on the premises. We ask that you practice social distancing. Again, don't bunch up in front of a vendor's table. Stay 6 feet apart. Do all those things that have now become commonplace in our lives. We ask that you do all those things. What our vendors will be doing, first of all, if you're familiar with the market setup, there are stalls we will have vendors in every other stall. So there will be an open stall in between vendors. So there won't be, you know, any place for, again, for people to sit down, a stall with tables in. We won't be packed. We're not really soliciting any new vendors right now. We're going with our core popular vendors that everyone looks forward to seeing there. In front of each stall, where the vendor actually is, will be an extra table, and it'll be an empty table, and that's the table over which items will pass, money will pass. Instead, it will keep that consumer at a distance from the vendor, and at the same time give you a place where you can set something down. You know, they'll hand you your bag with your vegetables or food, whatever it is in it, put the money on the table, they'll pick it up, and that way we minimize that direct transfer of handing something to someone doing that kind of thing.
The City Farm Market opening May 23rd, so of course that being a Saturday, and then you're going to continue
Correct.
This through the summer, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Right. would be the hour. So when you're talking about the approach to the venue, do you have any kind of system in place where I'm thinking of the grocery stores where they have like the one-way aisles now? Are you thinking
right.
of having like one entrance, one exit, having people kind of go around one direction? Do you have any of that in play?
Correct. No, we do not. Based on our traffic flow in previous summers, over the previous summers, if we take that and we know that we're going to minimize or we're going to go down from this, especially at the beginning, that there won't be as much traffic, we really don't feel that that's going to be a problem. Certainly, if it is, we will immediately implement that some sort of traffic flow or traffic pattern into the building. It's a pretty spacious building, so you should be able to come in and, you know, go straight down, get what you need, come out. There are two entrances, two parking areas on either, you know, a parking area on each side. Those who are the regulars down there know which end your vendor is usually placed, and, you know, go to that end, and that's where you want to come in and, you know, do whatever transaction that you need to do. So we really don't think that's going to be a problem. Again, if we sense that it is, immediately we'll say, you know, let's do it this way.
Right. Yeah. Bob Dandoy again with us for another couple of minutes, the coordinator of the City Farm Market, and that is going to be, again, opening May 23rd, the hours on Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, Bob, I'm sure you've thought through everything that you can think of going through the preparation of opening for this summer. Have you thought of any anticipated issues or problems like overcrowding or rainy days, you know, and everybody wants to get in undercover? Have you thought about those kinds of issues and what would you do about them?
Right. Well, certainly on rainy days, those are the kind of days where we'll have some extra folks down there sort of guiding traffic. Again, with the traffic flow that we've had, the consumer traffic flow, foot traffic flow, in the building, that's really never really been a problem, but certainly we would be able to do things, you know, if you've called in an order with your particular vendor to run it out to the car, if you have that kind of relationship with them, but certainly to be able to assist with people and to sort of serve as traffic cop down there because it's the type of structure and the type of building that it is, again, we really don't anticipate those kinds of problems. But if we see immediately that, you know, no, we're having a problem with too many people bunching up, bad weather, whatever it may be, we will address those immediately and on the spot, up to and including if that particular day we say we don't have the staff, as much of this is volunteer other than the vendors themselves, we'll shut down the market for the day. It just won't happen.
So, Bob, again, May 23rd, opening of the City Farm Market, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. This is expected to go through the summer again. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the cat making a debut there.
Yeah, I hear him in the background there, yeah.
I love my dog did the same thing right in the middle of the news one day. I mean, what are you going to do? I love it.
If we all think back to that video of the professor with his little boy in the background going in. this is a way of life now. Yeah.
It can happen with audio, too, not just video.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely.
All right, Bob, any final thoughts before I let you go?
Well, just one last thing I want to say is, you know, the strength of farmers markets all over our nation is the fact that you have a direct line from your farmer to you. You know where it came from. You know where, you know, how the food was produced. This is even more important in these times, I think, when people really want to eat as healthy as they possibly can. We're still offering that. The strength of the farmers market is still the strength. And we hope that everybody comes down. We hope to see everyone.
Well, Bob, I'll just say on behalf of the city, not that I was asked to do this, but, you know, I've been thanking everybody for what they do, and I'll do the same for you because I know you love Butler downtown, the organization. I know you love the city itself, and you've put so much effort and heart into it. So I appreciate you keeping up the farm market with the team that you have, and thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. That's very gracious and very generous. It's a lot of people doing a lot of things, but I thank you for all of it.
Bob Dandoy, city councilman, of course, but coordinator of the city farm market. And Bob, thank you for your time.
Thank you.